Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I know when Penny's press conference, you dressed up nicely.
Or this team, or this city, or this fan base gives a damn. It doesn't matter.
Yes, that you
what
are.
Tonight,
you,
what matters
you,
tonight
you
is the
matter.
Dub.
You
what
matter.
Matters tonight is the dub.
Yeah, I mean, you wore a red sweater to Penny Hardaway's press conference.
Well, that was just a mistake in what was available.
So you will
time.
Not wear it tonight.
Of
is
course,
what you're
not.
Ruling
I
it out.
Wear red to the Cincinnati game? No, I'd be making a fool of myself. I'd hear it from
you gotta
fans all night
long.
Got to
go full Craig Sager, man. Get a nice suit out
brother,
there.
Brother, I don't look good. I leave that up to Fisher. Rob Fisher sort of adopted that. You see
his,
the jackets he wears. That's,
right. That's
sort of his thing. So I wouldn't want to.
That's right.
You
know, that's kind of his shtick.
Intrude
you don't bite
right.
on that. Yeah.
Because you're not going to compete. Number
no,
two.
No, Jason
too
has his own niche. Jason has his own fashion niche. You know, I mean, I think you have that kind of retro sort of like 90s. You know, you kind of got that fashion niche.
No, it ain't no Michael. It ain't no Michael Jordan.
Ralph
Lauren.
You know,
oh, he's got the drip. He's got the drip.
Yeah, for sure. He's got the dad
Thank
drip.
You
know what I'm
You're
saying?
He's very kind.
Like the young black dad drip. I mean, I definitely think that's kind of what you've cornered the market on.
Well, I just know it's better than that short sleeve, ugly ass fleece you got on.
This
my
is
style.
A Bill.
So,
first
again,
of all,
that's
again,
not having style.
God.
That's not having style.
Fashion
wearing
God.
A Bill Belichick, but see, Bill Belichick wouldn't have worn
Half
one from the Raiders.
Raiders
yes,
there,
I mean,
it's really
John
weird,
Martin.
And it kind of doesn't fit.
Daddy pumping the Kango kid.
That's right, Brad. Play that drop. Play that drop. I love it. I don't know why, but I love it.
No. It's time for Memphis to beat Cincinnati. Penny Hardaway, 1-8. We said that about Tennessee, right? He hadn't beat him as a player's coach. He pulled through on that
That's
one.
That's right.
You go 0-2 against Cincinnati last year in your first one. You are more talented than Cincinnati this year.
Yes.
It's time for Memphis to start winning and show and prove that it's the best team in this league. It's there for the taking.
Would it be – let me ask you this. I feel like I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Would it be a signature win?
No, okay. I still think Tennessee
that stinks. By the way,
is a signature
that stinks
win.
That Cincinnati cannot be beating Cincinnati
well,
is not a signature win.
You're hoping it could get better.
Yeah.
Again, you're hoping what you're seeing this upward trajectory with Cincinnati continues. You just hope it doesn't happen tonight, but that after tonight it goes up. But no, I it's not a signature win because this is a Cincinnati team that right now is not even a tournament team, John.
Right.
I mean, you
10,
can't even.
Six.
You can't
on
even
a personal
look,
level,
you can't
on,
look
on,
at them
on a
seriously.
Personal level, it's a personally it's a personal signature win, right?
Look, I think at this point, Penny's not thinking about my one. I'm just, you know, that 1-8 record is fascinating. You know, four of those losses came in 1 year as a player to him. He's had, you know, bad luck against City since he. That said, this is a different year, different team. It's all your squad.
Yeah.
Penny's not thinking about his record against Cincy. What Penny, I think, is thinking about, and you can tell through those comments to you guys yesterday, is it's go time. I'm telling you, it's time to make a statement if you're the best AAC team in the league. I think Penny is feeling that, and that's why he's telling you he doesn't care about player feelings right now. He cares about getting W's. I think he feels it now, too, that it's sort of, hey, come on, guys, this thing needs to be in gear at this point of the season. That's more what tonight is about.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Than a personal record against Cincy.
But it would be – I mean, I do think, like, it's bigger than just Penny's personal life, but because he's 1-8 against Cincinnati
oh,
as a player.
Oh, you know he's a competitor.
Yeah, like,
you know
I mean,
he's a competitor.
It still means,
he
it means
like
a lot
that side
to him.
Of
it means a lot to him, even if it won't mean a lot
just
to
as
his
a tiger.
Resume. Yeah.
Absolutely. As a you're absolutely right. As a Tiger, I mean, it's still Cincinnati. That's what's across the chest. And like I said, those games have not gone well when Penny Hardaway's been involved. You better believe he knows that. But, again, it ain't about winning for Penny in his personal record tonight. It's about making a statement for your team and sort of getting this thing going, especially offensively.
Andy like Reid, as we speak, we're here at the Ring Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah. Andy Reid is on the television screen. He's addressing the media. Quote, he just said, I can't believe this team got here. They are trash. That was Kansas City coach Andy Reid speaking about the Titans.
That was John Martin special right there. That's ridiculous.
That game's going to be 2:05 on Sunday. Championship Sunday, no doubt about
it. This team beat Andy Reid.
Yeah, they did.
Got nothing but
they own Andy Reid. They beat him in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
I sure did.
And they beat. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Man, appreciate you coming out.
We're out here at 5699 Mount Moriah. I mean, we're a show of the people.
Oh, yeah, as you can tell.
Yeah, this
some
is.
John doesn't like when I speak to the people, but if we're going to be a show of the people, it shouldn't make you uncomfortable, especially when they're waving.
I don't like talking to people though, so that does make.
It's
hard.
Very weird.
But at any rate, we're out here at 5609 Mount Moriah. Come say hi. Come
yeah,
get some
because I'll talk to you.
Jason will
John
talk.
Will just sit here and look
I
like
will
I'm
sit
mute.
Here and just hope it ends very soon. But we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
Organize is the code word, O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E. You can text the word organize, O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E, to 72881. I don't select the words, I just read them. Text organize to 72881 before 1 o'clock for your chance to win $1,000. Organize is the code word to 72881. Your chance to win $1,000. And don't forget, if you miss a word, go to the 92.9 FM ESPN radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. You can actually go back and find out what the word was in any particular hour. Next code word coming up, 1 o'clock with Jason and John.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. Let me tell you about the most popular membership offered in the Mid-South. The ATC Fitness Premium Membership is not only just a great price at $25 a month, you get access to all 18 ATC Fitness locations and the best option for a massage on the market today. The Hydro Massage Lounges are a great way to relax, refresh, and recover with warm jets that move up and down your body. Come in for a free demo or go online at atcfitness.com and sign up today. ATC Fitness, locally owned. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
ACV means actual cash value on your trade-in. Don't let the dealership tell you what your ACV is. Let me help at GiveMeTheVIN.com. In 45 seconds, you can have a bid, and it's free insurance from me at GiveMeTheVIN.com. If I don't beat your CarMax offer, I'll send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Yeah. No.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9.
Walking with a bus down. Pull up and I flood it with an iced out watch. With it look like butter, baby.
Let's get it.
Peek and drop, put that four in some drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks,
get it. Rocks with the pot.
Now, it's the Rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, Jason, let me ask you this. Do you feel like the Ja Morant train has gone off the rails, yes or no?
Little bit.
Here he comes to try to rein us in. You know, you just can't.
How about it, just a little common
sense? You can't.
Sense.
No, you can't.
Let's just bring a little common
you
sense.
You don't want
to
us to have fun.
To the discussion.
You don't want us to
You can have all the fun you want, but I'm going to have a little common sense on this corner. You go right ahead with your story.
Okay, well, what's common sense?
Common sense is not to start talking about this guy's the best player in the league. Well, even if you want to say he's a possible MVP candidate in the future. And look, they spread MVP around, so you could make that argument. Hell, you can give LeBron MVP every year. You know what I'm saying? The NBA likes to spread it around. I like that. But to put this kid's going to be the best player in the league, and look, I guess Tracy said arguably.
Right.
He had he put that. That's ridiculous. It's too much. This kid hadn't even played.
Ridiculous.
Has he played 45 games? He hadn't played 45 games yet in his career. And so that one I think is okay. Keep in mind, Luka Doncic, same age, okay?
Yes.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, again, 25 years old. Like, it's sort of a disrespect to, and I think some recency, to the rest of the league. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little much. Again, I'm not going to sit up here and get on a corner and say Tracy McGrady's a dang fool.
Yeah.
But I think that's when you're going too far and trying to make a little headline on the jump.
All right, well, we actually have the audio. We'll let you decide. We'll let you decide if Tracy McGrady is absurd for what he said. This is, I believe, yesterday on the jump. Tracy McGrady discussing Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Ja Morant, I'm saying this right now, he's going to be an MVP in this league.
Whoa.
No, he's going to be an MVP in this league, and he's going to be arguably the best player in the game. I am saying that. I'm going on the record to say that right now. Ja Morant.
There you go. MVP of this league.
He said arguably, so that's what he would tell you.
And today. Arguably one of the best, the best, I guess, is what he said, the best player in basketball. I mean, what's going to hold him back? I mean, he's making threes. You know, he gets to the rim.
What's
going to
hold him back from being the best player in the league?
Yeah. I mean, from turning into that one day. You know what I mean? Like what are the shortcomings?
Well, it wouldn't be any part of his game. It would be what else is in the league, right? We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Kendrick Perkins wants to make him already a top five point guard. Like, I like what I'm seeing too. I've given you guys the numbers. He compares really well
to
Penny Hardaway,
yeah.
Chris Paul in terms of their rookie seasons.
Yeah.
His efficiency is at a level higher. So I see it all, and I'm surprised and all that. But he still's got plenty to prove.
Yeah.
And particularly, you know, there's no question about that. And so anyway, it's not even so much about that, John, it's too the rest of the league. Luka Doncic is in his second year in the league at 20 years old, and he's averaging basically 30-10-9.
Right.
I mean, he's 20. He's the same age.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Giannis is 25. You figure LeBron's what, 35? Giannis probably got another at least 8 to 10 good years on him if he's going to get to. And that's a guy who does it all. So again, we can talk MVP. We can even talk playoffs if you want all that. But I think you're doing yourself a disservice when you start talking about best player in the league. I'm not telling you that Ja can't get there.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not putting a leash on him saying I don't want him to.
Yeah.
I just think again that's sort of a disrespect to what's going on now. And so not paying much attention to the rest of the league.
No,
right
I understand you that, know? And I see exactly what you're saying.
I mean, Luka's the same age right now. Are we kidding? You know, again, and is giving you the all-star nod. There's no question he'll be an all-star at 30-10-9.
But what we can say is that he will be a top three player in this league.
Oh, you want to put a number on it. I believe he can be one of the best players in the league. Absolutely. This dude's got the it factor. He will be that's why the country is already drawn to it, because people know what it is when they see it. And Ja has it.
Yeah.
He's got four eyes. It's five eyes. It's eyes in the back of his head. It's the ability to hang in the air, right, and throw a no-look pass to no-look alley-oop to Brandon Clark when nobody else on the court could even see it.
Yeah.
Like, his vision is elite. And that kind of vision, his vision can be the It might be the best in the league to that point Tracy's making. But any idea right now, John, that this, you know, best player, I'll give you, yes, he will be one of the
top
best.
Top three.
But to, you know.
Luka, Giannis, Ja.
Like, the best players are Michael Jordan, LeBron. You know, Luka may take, that's what they're doing now. They're comparing his first 2 years to LeBron's because we think he may be one that could be a face of the league.
Yeah.
You're ready to say now that Ja could be that face.
Yes.
The face.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, he, you know.
Because his numbers are only going to improve. His percentages are only going to improve. His team is only going to improve.
Again, I get the argument about Ja and how good he'll be. What I'm saying is he going to get to 30-10-9 his second second season. And again, Luka's already got the age been, you know, factor on him. You know, Giannis, we're acting like Giannis is 35. He's 25. He's
no, that's what I'm saying. I got Giannis ahead of him. I got Giannis ahead of him, and I got Luka ahead of him.
I stepped on your Gore-Tex Air Force Ones there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you disrespected my argument, and you disrespected my kicks in the same breath. I mean, what's going on at the Wing Guru today? This is just something that you have never had to worry about as a Memphis Grizzlies fan. Okay, you've never had to worry about having an MVP of the league. You've never had to worry.
Oh, it's a great thing to have.
Yeah, like you've never had to worry about people. That's the jump talking side. About, you know, your no, point
you're,
guard
you're
being
trying to
the
make
best
the
player
case.
In the league. You know,
you've been in a spot where you're having to make the case for your guy. You're having to say Mike Conley should be an All-Star, right? Now you're having to sort of talk down these national guys. It's the other side of it. Talk down and say, well, wait a minute, Tracy, maybe you're going a little too far on your own guy. So it's the other extreme.
Yeah.
That said, John, don't take me wrong in this discussion.
Yeah.
I got all the belief in the world that John Morant's going to be one of the best players in the league. Best player in the league? I'm not ready to say yet.
Listen, I mean, this is a new day for the Memphis Grizzlies. They're getting major love on a national network.
Apparently there is a ton, too.
Yeah.
And I guess you guys that'll be at the Cleveland game tomorrow night, Memphis obviously going for a seventh straight win.
That's right.
Trying to remain perfect on this homestand.
They should get it, right?
Against Cleveland, a Cleveland team you lost to earlier this year.
Yeah.
And you've seen this young team sort of learn from those lessons. Apparently, there's a ton of getting DMs, a ton of Murray State folks in town. John knows about this, an organized thing where there's going to be a ton of them at the game, and I think an organized deal. So shout out to all the Murray State fans that have come for the weekend to check out John.
Yeah.
And this big one against Cleveland on Friday.
That's pretty cool. See, like, and that's, you know what? I'm not trying to extrapolate, and I'm not trying to necessarily make that mean something that it doesn't, but this is a young man that has not forgotten his roots. This is a young man that is not – like, he didn't get to the league and say, man, I don't think about Murray State no more. I ain't worried about no Murray State.
He wasn't going to do that. You know,
I'm just saying, like, that's his character, mm-hmm. you know. And again, I'm not saying that means he's going to spend 15 years as a Grizzly, but I think that definitely you put that somewhere and you remember it. You know, like, he appreciates his time at Murray State and what those fans meant to him, you know. And I, you know, as long as the Grizzlies take care of him and continue to put together a competitive team around him, you know, why can't – hey, listen, if you're getting love on the jump as a rookie and they're not, you don't even have above 500 record, why you got to leave? Why do you have to leave?
Is he going to be in the dunk contest?
I hope so, man. I really do. I mean, if I was his agent, I would tell him to do it. I would tell him to, you know, if I was advising him, I would say, dude, you're not – nobody's ever – if you get hurt in the dunk contest, you will be the first player to ever get hurt in the history of the dunk contest. You don't have to worry about that. Go out there, do your thing, improve your brand. I mean, it can change your life if you win the dunk contest.
Nobody want to see sorry Dwight Howard out there still dunking but you, okay? You're the only one in this world still wants to see.
I think most people are okay with it, except you.
We want to see John Morant. Okay, and if Zion's healthy enough, we want to see him in it. Nobody
anti-Dwight Howard. Is this about what happened with the
– you just loved that story. Dwight Howard coming back.
Is this about what happened with his lover?
It has nothing to do with that. It's about the old, John. It's about bringing in the new. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a new man. He lost some weight. He's svelte now.
I want to see Ja Morant versus Zion Williamson in the dunk contest.
Dude,
is that okay?
That ain't happening.
Like, would that be good for the
league?
You ever seen Levine and Gordon? My God, that'd be a – that's essentially what you got redone.
No, what
probably
you're
gonna better.
Get,
you're, probably
you're
better
never
than
get
that
Ja
one.
Zion. You're going to get like
Dwight Howard up in the
Diallo
dunk contest.
And, you know, some other random dudes.
You want Capella to get in the dunk contest?
My perspective on this has been consistent from jump. If Ja Morant will not play in the dunk contest, then you should stop doing it.
I agreed.
You should stop. Because, again, if Ja – if a rookie believes that it is not worth his time to participate in the dunk contest, then you have absolutely no point in continuing it because people don't take it seriously.
We didn't talk about this. Pretty sure it was McCollum. What did you think about a one-on-one tournament during the All-Star?
No, I like that. I enjoy that.
We didn't bring that up.
But I don't think guys would do that. Because that's where you could really actually get hurt if you're going all
too
out.
Too much risk involved.
Yeah,
that risk involved.
You're gonna play hard.
You'd have to be giving away millions
in terms
of the prize to put that risk to the side.
And think
about the teams and the liability. What are the teams? Is that team gonna be willing to let you go and play that? They're gonna say no. It's a great idea, but that's all it feels like it's gonna ever be is an idea.
I mean, because you think about it, like the range of motion involved in All-Star Weekend is limited, right? Like, the dunk contest is about the most movement you're going to do. I guess the skills challenge where they're going 30%, you know. I mean, that's really it. They're not. There's no way that any NBA – because, see, so a guy, you know, like, let's not even say it's an extreme injury. Let's just say a guy rolls his ankle into one-on-one. That's too much. You know, that's not worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you miss that guy for five games, you know, and you end up missing the playoffs by three, team's going to be like, you're not playing in that ever again.
And I just feel like a little bit more individual pride's going to be on that line, on the line in that thing. And when you got a little bit more individual pride, you got a little bit more want to and maybe to get up under somebody. You know, in the All-Star game, it's all the way up to the fourth quarter, guys get out of each other's way for the most part. There's sort of that understanding that you're not going to hurt the next guy. It's just the All-Star break, right? I feel like in a one-on-one, right, where it's just about you, and particularly if you got a guy like Markelle Fultz in there, right, who's trying to get his brand back and show folks, what you'll have is a guy trying to prove him, then that's when folks get hurt.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? And so it sounds great, but I feel like it'd get too serious. I don't know, again, how you avoid all the risk and the team's going to say, no, we don't want our guys in there. They could get hurt. So I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Just fix the dunk contest.
Yeah, so anyway,
just get the right guys.
The NBA has fallen in love with the Memphis Grizzlies and John Morant. That's good to see.
Next story.
The story that moved you yesterday, and we have quotes now from Whitehaven coach Lynn Smith about that 110.
Oh, yeah, I need to hear from him. What did he say?
Just because you had such –
Come to the mat, right. Lynn Smith.
You had such bold-faced questions, I wanted to give you Lynn Smith's answers, okay? He talked to the commercial appeal about this.
Yeah.
Now, there have been no quotes or comments from the Kingsbury side, the losing side, yet. But Johnny said he didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't do anything wrong, okay? I'll put that grammatically correct.
Well, that's wrong.
He said it's easier said than done when you're talking about young kids in terms of telling your crew to back off.
No, it's not.
Okay? I didn't want to totally chastise them and come down on them because they're just young and they're not going to respond well to that, especially when they have clear lanes to baskets. That's not just basketball anymore, and I don't want to teach them not to play basketball.
You don't have to do that, Lynn. You're just being extreme. You're being dramatic here. Nobody's asked you to chastise your team. Nobody's asked you to come down on them. All we're asking you to do is to call off the dogs.
I'm going to tell you this. This man said we called off the game plan. We called it off at halftime. How many minutes, John, in that game did you need to see before you figured out that you didn't need to use the game plan in that one?
Well,
you understand what I'm saying? A team that scored 2 points, with the game plan got chunked when you got off the bus. Fool.
It did.
Do you understand
it
what
did.
I'm saying? Because let me tell you a little bit more. This Kingsbury team's been boned all year long. You understand me? 78-10 to Southwind, 63-8 to Raleigh Egypt. You understand?
Oh my God,
and what you
I
don't
would
see, what you don't see in that is a 100-point score.
Yeah.
Right.
Dogs. Exactly.
Dogs.
Thank
dogs
you,
got
Jason.
Called off. Dogs got called
Thank
off,
you,
Lynn
Jason.
Smith.
That's right.
And so while you're talking about you don't want to teach your
but
kids
Lynn
to
Smith
stop
wanted
playing
to have
basketball.
The largest margin
about,
of victory.
How about teaching your kids a lesson about mercy?
That's
okay?
right.
And this,
grace.
We only pressed through the first quarter. Damn, you need
Why'd
damn,
you have to press at all?
You could have stopped pressing. These folks can't score
Their
two
season
points,
high points is 10.
My gosh. And so
they scored 10 points. That's
the
their
better,
season high.
The better lesson to be learned. Again,
yes.
was a lesson of mercy.
That's
okay?
right. And showing grace.
And it shouldn't. And look, the TSSAA mercy rule, running clock, third and fourth quarters, they said in this game, didn't keep Whitehaven from scoring 110 points.
110.
Now, again, you can call off the dogs. You can run four corners
yes.
and tell those young ladies,
yes.
listen, ladies, we've got this one.
Yes.
Rather than saying,
yes.
oh, when they threw the ball, we were just there to intercept it. What are we going to do, not go down and get the layup?
No, like, don't get the layup. Just bring it
literally
back.
Literally, just hold the ball.
Exactly.
Especially once you're up 68.
No, because what they were saying was I saw something from somebody that they were –
Poor little Kingsbury going to disband the program.
Like, they weren't pressing. They were waiting for Kingsbury to bring the ball up past half court, and then they were stripping them and going back down the court for a layup. That is ridiculous. I mean, it's you're in the fourth quarter. You're above 98 points. 98 points you're up. What are you thinking? This is embarrassing. I mean, the TSSAA should be embarrassed by this, too. I mean, I'm being sincere. Like, I'm not just saying this. Like, it's humiliating for not for Kingsbury, but for Whitehaven.
Again,
to be quite honest.
This team, Kingsbury, lost to Southwind 78-10. It lost to Raleigh Egypt 63-8. Those are embarrassing scores. They're not as embarrassing as 110-2. There's a line
yes, there
that should have been there, right, where
These
you should
are
have called this off. These are teenagers. Right, and it's to that point. Does anyone who wants to come out for Kingsbury? It's an embarrassing thing.
Right.
It's embarrassing kids when you don't have to.
I mean,
you don't
that's
have
exactly
to at
right.
All.
I mean, everybody. I think everybody in the building understood that you were the better team.
We
okay?
realized, right? It's different levels of program and where you are. But man, there was a lesson to be learned out there. And like I told you, I think the best thing to call is a lesson of mercy. That was not learned out there.
Yeah. So anyway.
Or Not displayed. We'll put.
Really, like his defense is that it's a guy, right? Lensman's a guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his defense is that I didn't want to chastise my players. No, you wouldn't chastise your players. You would commend them on a job well done. You know, let's run a little, bob and weave for a few minutes here. I mean, that's all you got to do, man.
Let's give Kingsbury the ball and let him score.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? We're like, what's that going to hurt to? Yeah. Let him get more than two.
What was Kingsbury doing offensively? Now, I got to ask. I mean, how many steals did they have? 50?
John, I wondered how this looked visually. I don't think they care.
They have a full team. They have five players.
The game went on. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been played if they didn't have five, John.
I mean, I would like to know what the Kingsbury coach thinks of all this. Now, they're not talking.
Kingsbury coaches and administrators have not returned the CA's interview requests.
Now, I think they should. I mean, I need to hear what's going wrong with Kingsbury basketball now. Now, that's part of this.
Kingsbury girls basketball?
Yes.
They're just not very strong right
now.
That's
part of this now. I mean, we can't run from that side of the story either now. I mean, what the hell has gone wrong where you get beat by 50 and 60?
Been watching too many Memphis games.
I don't know. Memphis is 13-3, Brad.
Oh, I haven't seen that. They must have improved a lot.
Oh, you're talking about Memphis women's basketball. They actually competed with UConn the other day.
John, maybe Justin Fuente can get over there and rebuild the program.
They need it. They need it desperately. They need a miracle worker. And if he can do Memphis football, he can probably revitalize Kingsbury girls basketball. He's trying to get out of Virginia Tech.
That looked apparent.
So maybe
it doesn't look like it's happening.
What kind of budget are we working with at Kingsbury?
He is a dead man walking, isn't he now, the way this got done to him?
I don't know. He didn't look like a dead man walking in that picture he posted today. He looked fine.
I'm just saying, did his interview get leaked so it would be easier to put the knife in his back when he doesn't?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll text him and ask.
Looks like he's getting set up by his own people.
I'll ask him. I'll get back to you. Anyway, Bobby Markson will join us when we come back. We'll talk to him about how he feels about the Grizzlies and John Morant, the rest of the NBA, Zion Williamson's return. Lots to get to with Bobby. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never-frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo dry erase markers is $3.99.
And Staples comp books are only $1 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/18/20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9. Let's go.
Bobby Marks, the front office insider for ESPN. The Grizzlies continue to be on a tear. They'll go for win number 7 in a row on Friday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Bobby joins us now. Hey, Bobby, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Everything in Memphis just feels like it's ahead of schedule, Bobby. I mean, all the moves they made in the offseason, obviously the hire of Taylor Jenkins, but it's obviously defined by the rapid development of Ja Morant. So where do you start with the Grizzlies, and what have you made of what they've been able to do so far this season?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it starts with maybe what they did at the trade deadline last year, right? So you can kind of go – yeah, you moved off Mark. You got Valanciunas, who gave you kind of a veteran at center to play along Jaren. We didn't know kind of how that fit was going to be. You know, certainly he did get lucky the night of the lottery, right? I mean, luck is part of sports. And, you know, to be able to move up to number 2 to get Ja, you know, certainly with him, and then you get Brandon Clark in the low 20s, I think you have the right fit for the head coach to kind of take a – you know, a retooling team with some veterans here. And then you made some good trades in the offseason. You know, you still have Dylan Brooks, but you added a player like Jay Crowder, and the pieces fit. You know, what Ja Morant is. And it's turned around pretty quickly here, and it'll be interesting what they do when we get closer to the deadline. They still have that Iguodala contract. But, I mean, watching them the other night against I think it was San Antonio. Houston. And it reminded me a lot of, you know, Jason Kidd, Kenny Martin, alley-oops, right? I mean, Ja's a bigger player, yeah. I think, or at least lengthwise. But just to be able to kind of, you know, get up and down, and it's exciting. I mean, if you're a Memphis fan and you live in that area, it's something that's going – it's got some length to it, right? This probably should not be a one-hit wonder where you've got a lot of these young players.
How much credit do you give Taylor Jenkins, Bobby? And what struck you about him from what you've seen so far?
I give him a lot of credit because I think there was probably a point in the season where things probably could have went a little bit south. I think, you know, certainly how you manage on the court, you know, you also have to manage, you know, off the court here as far as what the expectations are going to be. Now this is going to be the hard part, right? Now you kind of, you know, they're not going to be able to probably sneak up on teams here. But, yeah, first-year coach who's done a good job putting his staff together here. Really does a good job managing the game. Doesn't seem like things bother him. You know, certainly there's some growth there. But, yeah, I give a lot of credit. I mean, I give a lot of credit to the front office. You know, we always get caught up in – and I said it the other night – we always get caught up in these big-name hires, right? Yep. But there's a really good pool of these assistant coaches who are just really waiting for an opportunity. And, you know, the opportunity was there in Memphis last summer.
I think the really important thing for people in Memphis and around the country as well, I think one of the most important things they can do is exercise discretion, right, especially when it comes to Ja Morant. So with that being said, Bobby, is he the best player in the history of the NBA?
Well, I think – how about we start that? He'll probably get Rookie of the Year.
there you go.
And that's the hard thing is that there's like, all right, you're in that 8 range, right? Like, how do you get to that next? Like, people you always want more, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. Like, what's next? Can you get to 7? Can you, like, you know, like, all right, hold on, right? This is a team that we all thought they were going to keep that pick that was going to Boston, and that pick was probably going to go out the window, which is great for a Grizzlies fan because it might be 13, 14, or 15 in a pretty weak draft here. But, yeah, I think you just have to kind of – yeah, you know, temper expectations here. I think the good thing is that they're peaking at midseason, right? This isn't like Phoenix or Minnesota that maybe started the year 8-4 and now they're 13-25 or 13-26, but they are peaking, you know, kind of at the right time.
You know, this will probably sound ridiculous to you, but we do have this sort of like we live in constant fear in Memphis as a quote-unquote small market. We were actually having a discussion earlier today, even though John Morant is like literally in year one of his rookie contract. I mean, but you can't help but think about the future, right?
Watch
like,
the league.
You
yes.
can't. We see what happens with guys like Anthony Davis that, you know, they leave their small market. So I guess the question would be, when you hear John talk, when you know sort of his background, could it be different with him, and what can the Grizzlies do to sort of insulate him from wanting to, you know, pursue a stop in L.A. or New York or Boston or whatever it could be?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things. I think that the benefit of getting a player on a rookie contract is that you usually have them for eight or nine years, right? And I think you have a six-year window because if things don't start to work out, usually by that third or fourth year of that extension, right, then things start to go sideways. I think you saw that with Anthony Davis. I think you probably saw that with Kawhi in San Antonio. But you do have a six-year window to put the right pieces around that player, right? So when these guys do want to go out, then it's probably because the front office hasn't done a good enough job. So I think it starts there. I don't want to say you should sit on your hands, but you do have a little bit of flexibility. I think if you're Devin Booker in Phoenix and you're on year one of that extension, I think, yeah, then there's concern in Phoenix with Booker because that team has not won. But, so on the court, I think as long as that front office continues to build around him, I think that is certainly a plus. I think off the court, I think you show what his value is. I think, you know, from the family room to surrounding him with the right people, that I think things will usually do work out for themselves. But it all comes down to, you know, how does the front office continue to surround him with good players? And the good thing is that you do have, you know, with Jaren and Brandon, guys on rookie contracts. You know, I know Dylan will be a restricted free agent here. You got a bunch of cap space this summer. The opportunity is going to be there to do that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, because obviously a lot of the focus nationally, you know, Tracy McGrady said yesterday on the jump that he thinks that Ja is going to be a future MVP and perhaps one day the best player in the game. So a lot of attention is going to be on Ja Morant, and I understand why. But I think as much as anything else, to the extent that there is a real chance of the Grizzlies making a playoff run, it's Ja, it's Jaren, it's Brandon Clark, it's D'Anthony Melton, you know, it's Jonas Valanciunas. So what is sort of the reputation that you hear around the league, Bobby, about this new front office, this new sort of hierarchy that they've put in here in Memphis? What's the reputation? What sort of are the reviews that you hear across the league about what they've done?
Well, it's good. I mean, and the positive is that that I think they have a plan in place. The plan has probably shifted a little bit here based on maybe where the success here. I think, as I said, it will be interesting how this Iguodala situation unfolds over the next three weeks here. But, yeah, I think, you know, if you're it will be interesting this summer with cap space, right? Like, what is going to be does Ja Morant have appeal, or does Jaren Jackson have appeal, or Brandon Clark have appeal for some of these players to go to Memphis, and will that front office use it? I think we'll learn a little bit more about this group come July, because they're one of four or five teams that have room to go out and attract a key free agent that is a piece of this team here. So I think by little, there is a good perception on this front office here based on how they've kind of gone about conducting their business.
What do you think? What do you think the spot is for Iguodala, Bobby? When you survey the league, is there one with that salary?
It's hard, you know. I mean, we've all talked about those two LA teams. The LA teams, I think if the Clippers wanted to do a deal already, they probably would have been able to do one, you know, with Harkless and maybe a filler and a draft pick here. I don't see anything for the Lakers unless you want to really gut that team, and I don't see them doing that. I mean, I think the one team that we had talked about is Dallas, possibly, if they do need a wing defender here, and they've got that Courtney Lee contract, and they've got a Golden State second, which is basically a first. It's interesting. You know, we're three weeks from today, away from the deadline, and there really hasn't been much movement here. And it'll be interesting if this team continues to play better. You know, and if they are in the playoff hunt, in 3 weeks from now, and there is no deal for Iguodala, you know, does he become part of the team for the last, 2 months of the season? You know, I think that's something certainly I wouldn't, take off the table here. But I just don't. Right now, the market's not quite there. I think there probably will be when we get closer.
a Jay Crowder much more tradable and attractive, you think, in terms of the market for him? And Bobby, as a front office guy, we've been discussing this one. With where they are, if you're just going to get a late second rounder for Jay Crowder, is it even worth it? Do you just keep him?
Like,
how do you approach him?
It's not worth it. If you're just moving him, then move him, right? Mm-hmm. So he's got a good contract, you know, I think what, $7.88 million. So he's got a good number. That's, you know, Andre's at 17 and change, so there's a big difference there. But yeah, if you were 10-30 right now and you knew Jay Crowder was not going to be part of the future or do anything, then yeah, maybe you flip him for a second down the road. But you can, I think we learned last summer is that even if you don't move off on these expiring contracts, they still have value because you can use them in a sign and trade, you know, down the road as a free agent here. So no, if it's going to be a pick in the 40s, I wouldn't move him. I would hold on to him.
We are, of course, talking to NBA front office insider for ESPN and Bobby Marks here on the show. And then one of the biggest stories in the NBA, as certainly you know, Bobby, is the debut and the return, the arrival of Zion Williamson. We have never quite seen something like this, it feels like, you know, making a debut in the middle of a rookie year with as much anticipation as is going to happen, it sounds like, on January 22nd. What are your hopes for him as a rookie? Like, what are your personal expectations for, you know, what we're going to see from Zion this year?
I just hope he doesn't have any setbacks, right? I think that's probably the big thing. I think, you know, we'll see where his minutes are going to be when he plays. We'll see if he'll be able to handle back-to-backs there. I think, you know, from a basketball standpoint, we've seen him at Duke. You know, we saw him, I guess, you know, we've seen him prior to Duke, so we kind of know where he is. But I think the goal for me is probably just as long as there's no setback there, because I think he's going to be a heck of a player. I think it will be interesting how him and Brandon Ingram fit together, yep, right? Because Ingram has been so good this year. How do those two fit? How do the Pelicans use him? Do they use him at center at all here? I think that, but the starting part is for me is just try to get through the second half healthy.
Bobby, if he they've got 15 wins. Grizzlies are sitting there with 19, but and I'm with you. Like, Ingram's been great, Holiday's been solid, and they're like 7-3 in their last 10. If he comes back and he's healthy the rest of the way, and they're in the playoff push, can a Zion Williamson that's played half the season and does that, can he surpass Ja's rookie of the year, or is it already done?
I think it's going to be really hard, guys, unless he comes back and, as you said, you know, gets to an eight. They get him to an eight seed or get him one or two games close, and he goes on a run where he's averaging, you know, 25, 26 points a game. I just think his minutes are going to be – I don't see them playing him 30-plus minutes. I think back-to-backs, I think they're going to be careful with here. I think it would be really hard for me. I think, you know, as long as Ja continues to play at this level, you know, he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
All right, what the heck's going on with Kyrie, Bobby? Is this just who he is? Like, does he want to actually lead and actually, you know, be – and maybe the better question, Bobby, is what's KD thinking? Why does he think for sure this is going to go so well, you know?
Well, I was having flashbacks when I saw that. I felt like I was back in working for Brooklyn, and it was Darren Williams all over again. I mean, I think I heard that same statement back in 2011 when we wound up doing the Boston trade, and we all got fired because he was looking for one or two more pieces here. And I don't know. I thought the one or two pieces are you and KD.
That's exactly
right?
What they
you?
Are. Yes.
Like, I mean, we knew this team, it was going to be, we thought they were going to be a 6-8 seed, right? I think that's kind of what the realistic expectations were. He missed 26 games, and they're 18-22, and they're solidly in the 8 seed right now. I think we kind of knew who this team was going to be, and for him to kind of like, for him to come out and make that statement, I think was, if I was a front office, I wouldn't have been happy with that, because we just went out and spent $70 million on you two, and we got DeAndre Jordan for you, which cost us another $9 million this year. I think the pieces are there. I just think he needs to play better, and I think Kevin needs to come back healthy.
Well, help is on the way. Help is on the way in the form of our man here in Memphis, Jeremiah Martin. Look out for him, Bobby. They just signed him. They signed him a two-way deal. He's not going to change their franchise, but I actually do think he's a guy who could stick up there because, you know, he can score the ball, at least he did in college, and he's a great defender, you know. So look out for him.
They need some guard play, too, off that bench. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, real quick, Derrick Rose, who I think has been like 20 points in six or seven straight games, sort of a resurgence to his career. How valuable is he? Is somebody going to pluck him from Detroit?
He's got huge value. I think he's got more value than Andre Drummond, guys. Ooh. I really do. I mean, Derrick's played, he played really well in Minnesota last year. He's played really, really well in Detroit. He's on a good contract, seven and change, and he's under contract for next year. I think it's a matter of if can Detroit get something of value from him. But yeah, Derrick's had, he's had a resurgence considering where he was in Chicago and kind of where he is now.
Hey, Bobby, I'm just curious. Have you heard any kind of intel on James Wiseman? Obviously he was a former Memphis Tiger for three games, he's left the team to prepare for the draft. You hear sort of mixed reviews about, what he's been doing. Have you heard anything about him and just what NBA execs think of him going into the draft?
Well, it's not shaking out to be at least a top, five or six is a top heavy, a good draft here. I mean, it's kind of going to be by default, and he's benefited because he's healthy, right? A lot of the top picks are, with LaMelo Ball's been injured, RJ Hampton's been injured, Cole Anthony's injured, right? So I think, him not playing for the rest of the season, I know if you're a Memphis Tiger fan, you probably don't want to hear it, but probably has benefited him from a health standpoint.
Yeah, I think that was certainly the idea as to why they left. Hey, Bobby, man, this is always fun, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mr. Marks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
He is Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. Interesting. I mean, and I think if you're in the Wiseman camp, that's exactly what you want to hear. That it made – like you're going to improve your draft stock just because you're healthy right now.
Bobby's the first front off that's been real about that. It feels like to me. Right, because most folks are saying he's hurt himself, right, which you can't make that judgment until draft time anyway, until you know. But he made the most sense to me. Because, again, in a draft where, it's not top-heavy to his point.
Right.
He's almost helped himself.
Well, because who's going to pass you?
Look what he did in the three games. Yep. They were dominant. Exactly, he played well against Oregon. And what you're not going to do, you feel like, in a draft like this is drop. The craziest thing was that SB Nation's got him down at 12 or whatever in these mock drafts.
Yeah.
Dude, he ain't going below three, I don't see any way. Well, not in this draft.
Well, the thing about it, too, man, is, it's
probably going to be one.
The more tape you have – the more you open yourself up to be dissected, right? The more tape you have, the more they're going to pick you apart. He's got three games on tape, and for the most part, they're all awesome. That's all he has to speak for himself.
And that's why I just wonder if you'd kept the games in front of him.
Yeah.
Again, there's no need to do this in terms of – but if you'd kept the games in front of him rather than playing him, if you've still got him, because then he doesn't have it on wax like he's got right now with those three games. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
Always great to have Bobby Marks.
Yeah, thanks to Bobby Marks for coming on.
D Rose is valuable right now.
Yeah, he's playing well. Threw a pin in the stands the other night.
Remember when we talked about him and sort of how he did? And he paid $25,000, which is a drop in the bucket. I told you I saw him at the store in Vegas, baby. But how about his career? Dude, how about the careers of Rose and Penny and how they were the same greatness early, right? And then it gets derailed by injury. This dude's back.
Yeah.
His career's not going to end the same way.
Yeah.
Like, he's back and valuable and scoring 20.
It's true.
I mean, maybe obviously not to the elite level he was early on when he was a league MVP, but this dude is all the way back. You got to give the man the credit for putting in the work to get back, because I'm sure a lot of folks, including myself, as a Bulls fan, had written him off saying he was done with those knees,
Youngest MVP in history. I mean, the guy was an absolute
stud. He came in the league.
And
folks don't remember, it shot 47% as a rookie. It reminds you a lot of what Ja's doing right now.
Yep.
Not good from three.
Yep.
Ja's better from three, a lot better. Ja around 40%. Derek's around 22%. But, dude, he was a force. He was
unreal.
An absolute force. And now he's back and a big-time contributor. And I'm telling you, he'll make some contender a lot better at this trade deadline.
Yep, there's no doubt. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN presents the Cardinals Caravan. Prizes plus Cardinals players and alums free at AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis.
Cardinal Baseball on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With great Cardinal players like Jack Flaherty and Cardinals alums like Bo Hart. Friday, January 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park.
More details at 92.9ESPN.com.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery.
game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
Well, I'll take one right here!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff. The front, to the back, to the mezzanine. And the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your house for cash, that they're ready to go ahead and purchase your crib for cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor that Live Love is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range. And that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So that means you could actually be getting more from your home with the investor offer from the Live Love Memphis Group.
Yep. So if you are thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you over at Live Love. All you got to do is put your address in an email, very simple, and send that email to investor@livelovememphis.com. That team led by Jennifer Carstensen over at Live Love is going to do a free analysis. Don't worry. She's not going to hassle you. There is no obligation to sell. Don't worry about that. The Live Love Memphis group is simply going to tell you what the investor will pay. From there, it's up to you. You can just sit on the information if you want to. You can just know what your house is worth and what an investor will pay for it right now and not sell. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing that address, your home address, to investor@livelovememphis.com. That's investor@livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're going to dedicate this segment to some some wild wide receivers. Let's start with Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, we said he was a fool on
LSU
on Tuesday.
We LSU
really
came
he was
out
a fool.
And said, "Oh, turns out that it was actually real money." And we are doing our best to recoup that.
That's why Jefferson kept it.
Yeah, and he is gone, and you will never see that money again. I hate to say it. And so Odell Beckham has been in the news lately. Well, today there was an arrest warrant issued for Mr. Beckham.
Oh boy!
Because I don't know if you saw this, but in the locker room there was a cop in the New Orleans in the Superdome, I guess, and they were smoking cigars in the locker room. And the cop came in there and said, "You could all get arrested for this." Like, legitimately said that after they had just won the national championship. And Odell Beckham, who had to be just absolutely like sauced, came up behind the cop and smacked him on the ass. Like, this is a police officer, and he came up behind him, and he smacked him on the ass like he made a field goal or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now he has an arrest warrant for that. Simple battery, I believe, is the charge.
He's headed for Antonio Brown status, if you don't be careful.
Well, it's funny you mention Antonio Brown, because that was the other receiver that we were going to mention in this segment. Drew Rosenhaus, who stuck with him through it all.
Yes,
I mean, through all the ordeal in Oakland, through all the ordeal in New England.
Because of the talent. That's why he did.
Absolutely. Remember through all the stupid videos that Antonio Brown was releasing with confidential conversations with John Gruden, he stuck through with
Because Drew
that.
Always saw the payday still on the other side.
Yeah.
Still was there at that point.
Well, no more. Drew Rosenhaus has conditionally terminated his relationship with Antonio Brown until the free agent wide receiver seeks counsel.
It might be the best thing for Antonio, quite frankly, because I think, in a way, I think he's been an enabler.
You know? I agree.
And sticking with him, you've sort of allowed, you know, you've told him in a way, indirectly, that this is tolerable. This kind of behavior is tolerable, or at least you're good enough that you can get away with this. You haven't said it to him directly, but you've done it in your actions. And maybe, again, not again putting the faults of a fool all on his agent. Clearly not doing that. Antonio Brown's a grown man who's making stupid grown man decisions. But that said, let's keep it real, too. You've stayed with the man because of the money pot he represents, right? And so, and in a way, all you've done is tell him that talent – right, talent pays off in the end, no matter what your behavior is.
Yeah.
So frankly, it's probably the best thing. It's probably the best thing for AB.
Well, that's the. I mean, like this.
Maybe
is,
he can have a wake up call now. Look in the mirror.
This is rock bottom.
You know, to that point, because that
I mean,
sometimes
it
takes rock bottom for some of us.
I mean, this
did
is,
for me.
This is absolutely, like it gets no lower. I mean, you got a sexual assault charge that's out right now. You got no agent. You got no NFL team. You got no – I mean, you got no stream, no income, no revenue stream. You're not making money.
Well, he came into this past season still as a boss, still thought of as one of the best receivers
Absolutely.
In the league.
Absolutely.
His career's done as a result of his actions.
I mean, the Patriots didn't cut Aaron Hernandez until he got arrested on the field. All right.
Look how desperate they were this year, too.
And I mean, they would have put up with just
about
Brown.
They would have put up with just about anything.
Yes.
And you did. You still got cut.
Aaron Hernandez played an entire season after murdering somebody with the New England Patriots, and they still cut Antonio Brown. You know, I mean that is what rock bottom looks like.
Okay, so Drew's cut him off. I want to go back to the first receiver we talked about because I want to see which side of this you fall on. Dominique Foxworth. Let's go back to Odell and giving the money to Jefferson, right? Makes it out and says that is sort of showing the hypocrisy of the NCAA, the hypocrisy of the NCAA, that is as a thing I agree with completely. But I'm not sure that's what Odell had in mind when he does it. The other side of it, Jalen Rose says no. That's about me. Odell making it about himself, the moment about himself, when it's really about LSU, but you got the cameras there. Odell pulls out the money, can't make sure to count the money so you see all the money,
yeah.
Then hands it over to Jefferson. And rather than making some public, you know, some public symbol of what the NCAA represents, you know, the wrongs of the NCAA, it's just Odell being Odell, right? And it's more about him in the moment. Let me get this. Which side of it do you fall on? That this was some, you know, blow against the crooked NCAA, right, that Odell planned, or he's just out there being a fool?
I think he's just out there being a fool, man.
especially when you hear that he hits the cop on the tail the way he does.
No, I don't think Odell Beckham has ever said anything publicly about the NCAA one way or the other. Like, I can't remember a quote about the NCAA. I don't think he's on some mission to prove the inequity and the terribleness of the NCAA. I think he was just drunk as hell, and he had money in his pocket, and he was excited about them winning a national championship, and like, he just, that's the way he chose to express his excitement, was by giving the guy money.
I'm with the frustration about the NCAA part and all that, and the way the system is, it's messed up, you need change, but I'm just not with the idea that that's what Odell Beckham had in mind when he's out there giving Jefferson the money. I'm just not buying into that. I'm buying into, it was the Odell, it's always the Odell that hugs the net, the Odell that makes it about him just about everywhere he is. Scaled back a little bit this year, surprised a little bit in Cleveland, especially with as rocky as things got, still said, that's still the same dude.
Yeah.
Right, the same dude that went to Miami before the Giants game, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy that makes it about himself, and I thought that's what we were seeing was a guy making it about himself.
If in the video he looked at the camera, he was like,
LSU has to self-report that, right?
Yeah. Of course.
The fake money, and they've already done it, but
right.
now you've done that for your school. Yes, Jefferson's gone. We get that.
Right.
We get he should be paid. But your action said more, it felt like to me, was just trying to say, look at me, rather than, hey, look at the hypocrisy of the league. These guys should be paid.
He also, interviewer McAfee was on the field. He got in the camera shot for that. He cut off Coach O's speech in the locker room. You know, he's live streaming the locker room. You know, I think you're right, Joe. I really do, Jason.
I think he was lit.
I do too, yeah. And I think, I think he made it about himself, which is something you should never do when your school's winning a national championship.
Because if you're just proud of the guys you want to pay, you can do that off camera. You don't have to do it in front of where your school is going to have to self-report this, right, and have to answer these questions, right? So, I'm more on Jalen Rose's side, that this was just Odell being Odell.
Right, I think that's exactly right. He had too much to drink, no doubt. And now Antonio Brown has absolutely, Antonio Brown's his baby mama broke up with him. He has a sexual assault charge. He has no team. I don't think do you think he's ever going to play in the NFL again?
No chance.
I think when this thing blows.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.